The Business Simplicity Podcast, where leaders share their most successful strategies and the failures that inspired them, so business owners and managers can avoid the suffering and reap the benefits. With your host, Chris Parker.
And welcome back to the Business Simplicity Podcast. This is Chris Parker, and I'm having fun already with Matt Lyles, who's coming in from, I think, Nashville, Tennessee. Is that what you shared from the U.S.?
That's right. Music City, Nashville, Tennessee.
Music City. And we just promised each other to have a lot of fun on this. And Matt is a speaker, an author, a brand, and customer experience consultant. He's got many, many years with FedEx. And also early in his career, Southwest Airlines, and maybe we'll pick that apart a little bit. He also has his own podcast, the Simple Brand Podcast, and you can find that at mattlyles.com/podcast, and that's lyles.com, mattlyles.com. So we'll include all that on the show notes as we usually do, but let's just jump into it. Matt, can you share a little bit in the simplest way possible? What is it that you do?
Yeah, well, so I help businesses learn how to retain their customers and retain their employees all through the value of, wait for it, simplicity.
Simplicity, okay. Yeah. Let me just unpack that a bit more. When you say simplicity, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, so you know the value of simplicity, and your listeners know the value of simplicity. I don't think enough people understand the need for and the value of simplicity in the experiences that they're getting from other companies, or the experiences that they're delivering to their customers, or the experiences that they're delivering to their employees. You know, when you think of how the world has evolved, it's evolved at a rapid pace, and everything is moving faster and faster. We're getting bombarded by more and more noise, more and more messages, more and more experiences. And so our lives are becoming pretty complicated. And so the way to be able to cut through that is by offering and delivering to people simpler experiences. So whatever you're doing with your customers, whatever you're doing with your employees, always be thinking about, well, what can I do to make this simple for them?
Let me challenge back.
Okay.
You said maybe organizations aren't seeing the value in it. My observation over the number of years playing in the simplicity space, if you will, is a lot of people talk about the value and maybe are aware of the value, but they're just not willing to do the work, because simplicity requires effort, in my opinion. So as far as valuing and also wanting to invest in, what do you advise organizations that want to, you know, they see the value and they want to walk down this path towards simplicity? What's your advice on how they can start and where they get? What does that path look like?
Yeah, I think the path starts with really understanding the real value behind it. Because, I mean, my thought is, if someone thinks that they understand the value of simplicity, but they're not investing in it, then I don't think that they understand the real value. So I think it does help to understand, here's what happens when you deliver simplicity, when you deliver simple experiences to your customers and to your employees. And I don't know if you're familiar with the brand agency Siegel Gale, but they focus on simplicity. Like that's one of their main things. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to become friends with them, because earlier in my career, like, I followed them because of their focus on simplicity. And every 2 years, they release research and release a report called The World's Simplest Brands. And so with that research, they show, here's what customers are saying are the brands that deliver the simplest experiences, but also here's the stats, here's the real research behind why simplicity is valuable. And some of those stats are the fact that 57% of customers will actually pay more. They will pay a premium price if that experience is simple. Simplicity gets shared. 76% of customers will actually tell other people about brands that deliver simple experiences to them. So when you think about your marketing budget, when you think about your sales budget and how you're trying to acquire more customers, isn't it a lot better when you can have your own customers do that marketing for you?
Go ahead, finish up.
And then another stat that they have that is always my favorite is, and this comes down to the employee side. So simplicity inspires. 62% of employees are considered more loyal, are considered brand champions at companies that focus on simplicity versus 20% where that's not the focus for other companies. So you think about what we've what many companies have been experiencing for the past 2 years or so, whether you call it the great resignation or the great reshuffle or whatever else, you're going to be able to retain your employees and not have to focus on spending all that money to try and attract and onboard new employees when you have a culture of simplicity and when you deliver a simple employee experience.
I love it that so many questions coming out of those metrics there. I love it that you're connecting the employee experience, which if you ask me could also and should also be branded, because it's sort of binding why you exist. My belief is, I'm curious what you think, kind of have an idea based on what you've been saying, but that you cannot deliver or stage or co-create a simple branded customer experience if your employees aren't experiencing the same thing. Meaning if you have a complicated, complex, horrific internal experience that has such an incredible cognitive load and people don't know what they're, all of the things that complexity weighs down on an organization. What's your take on that? Like, how do you connect that internal and that external dynamic?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can try and deliver a simple customer experience without focusing on the employee experience, and it may be a bit simpler, than what you were doing before if you put that effort behind it, but you're never going to get to that point where customers feel like, oh yeah, this is a simple customer experience, if you're not doing that inside your own house, if you're not delivering a simple employee experience, but also creating what I call a culture of simplicity, where every employee understands the need for delivering a simple experience to each other.
Culture of simplicity. Can you unpack that a bit? How would you describe that?
Yeah. So a culture of simplicity is where every team member looks at the work that they're delivering and whoever they're delivering it to, and looking at any of those downstream effects and says, okay, what I'm delivering, is this making it simple for myself? Is it making it simple for my immediate teammates and my leadership? And then is it making it simple for any other employee team, any other employee group that's affected by this? So a lot of times you may have a team that says, well, you know what? Great job, team. We've made it simple for ourselves. But then when you look at how it may affect the other teams that either have to provide input, upstream to that team, or that have any downstream effects from that team, it may not always be simple for them. So it's always understanding, how can you simplify your own work? How can you make it simple for your immediate team members and your leadership, and then make it simple for everybody else?
I have to dive into Southwest Airlines. And I know this was early in your career.
Please, yes.
But
love
to talk
Southwest.
To someone who has worked at Southwest, it is, and those of you that are in Europe listening to this or outside the US, Southwest is kind of a low-cost airline. At least that's how it was positioned before. And it's marvelous. When I go to the US, I would probably pay more to fly on a low-cost airline because they're so friendly, it just works. And I guess if you talk about a branded, simple experience, Of course, it's been a while since I've been in the US, but my feeling is they got that right sort of by design. How do you describe that? Like what's the secret sauce behind Southwest that makes it work so well?
You know, I think the secret sauce in Southwest inside those walls, and this is so important when it comes to delivering simple experiences, is the level of autonomy, the level of empowerment that they give their employees. Their employees are empowered to make decisions around customer experience, whether it's at that design level, but also whether it's at that more immediate level where a customer has a challenge. Oh, I am empowered to quickly solve it as best as I can. And that's what's so key when it comes to delivering a simple experience, is making sure that within the employee experience you have, that you're delivering empowerment and that your employees actually feel empowered to make those decisions too.
And it works, because, you know, like empowerment, like sometimes the flight attendants, you know, they sing the welcome to the plane, right, and the warnings and all that kind of stuff. And they're clearly having fun what they're doing, you know? So like, if you say hire the smile and train the rest, you know, my feeling is Southwest does a really good job at hiring that smile, and it just works. So
it does work. Yeah. And you did make a great point around hiring, because you want to be able to say, you know, okay, this is our culture. Our culture, you know, if you're Southwest Airlines, the culture is built around love, you know, and they call it LUV love, but it's built around love, and there's a lot of fun that goes into it. And so when you're hiring people, of course you want to hire people that you know are going to be able to fit into that culture and that are going to be able to easily deliver on that type of customer experience, that type of brand experience that you've already defined.
Yeah, it's yeah, their stock ticker, I think, is LUV, and I think their home airport is Love Field.
That's it.
They just do it really consistently. So, you have a playbook that we're going to unpack a little bit, and that's available for download, and we'll get into that. But yeah. Just before that, one thing I really was triggered by in your position on this is connecting the brand with the experience. And sometimes I see branding people down in the office on the left, and I see the CX people either not there or, you know, down on the right, and the two rarely actually interact. When for me, they're not the same, but there's such a level of overlap if you want to get it right. So what's your philosophy on combining brand with customer experience and employee experience? How do these things become branded for you?
Well, you're absolutely right that it is not that common. And so I spent the latter half of my corporate career in brand with FedEx, and I got to do a lot of really cool work there, doing some dream job branding work. But one of the things that I was just so proud of was the fact that we tied customer experience and not so much the intricacies and all the details of customer experience, but we tied the idea of customer experience to brand, because your brand is not what you say it is. It's what your customers say it is. And your brand is the sum total of all experiences and all interactions that a customer has with your brand. And so it's those feelings that they conjure up when they hear or see your brand. And all those feelings come from the customer experience that's delivered to them. And so if you think about, well, what's the type of brand that we want to project? When we think about, well, this is our brand personality, these are our brand attributes, and we want to make sure that we showcase that in our advertising, in our logo, in our design, in our content, and everything else. Showcasing it in what you actually do and the experience that you actually deliver is just as important as all those other things. So that's why customer experience, at least at a high level, absolutely should be tied to brand.
You're preaching to the choir there, because having all these things isolated, if you haven't strung it together, I think this is what results in these disjointed or fractured or broken experiences. You know, like if you're talking to a company and the marketing has a different, whole different personality than sales, than whatever your customer success or your onboarding or whatever's operations. And then if you have a problem, you talk to support and it's yet a whole different thing. You know, it's you have a playbook. And again, the link to this will be in the show notes, but it's mattlyles.com/simple playbook. And in there, there's a couple, I love it because it's simple in itself. It's not too long. And there's some great wisdom in there. Can you walk us through, maybe not the whole playbook because people can go get that, but the two things that I would really like to pull out is the simple never stops and the prune it back. But before we go into those specific ones, can you just explain and walk us through the simple framework that people can get at, I'm going to plug it again, mattlyles.com/simple playbook.
And I will continue to let you plugging my website as much as you like. Well, you know, so with my work at FedEx, with my work, you know, following Siegel Gale and all these other great companies that provide research around simplicity, I started looking at, well, what is it that these simple brands do and how are they delivering these experiences? And I also thought back to my corporate history and what I hear from a lot of other people around when leaders come out and have a big announcement about their culture and they'll say, you know, for this year, here are our new objectives, or here are our new core values, or here are our new tenets. Here are these big things we're going to focus on. And a lot of times what I hear from other people is that the team members don't always understand, okay, yeah, these are all great, but what does that mean in my role? How do I apply that in my role? So I decided that what some of the best ways to help your people understand your culture and understand how you should be delivering the experience you want your brand to deliver is through behaviors. And so I took all the research around the world's simplest brands and all my research around simplicity and said, okay, here are what I've found are the behaviors that go into delivering simple experiences. And I wanted to make sure that as I was crafting this playbook, crafting these behaviors, that they're behaviors that everyone is able to instill into their role, no matter if you're at the C-suite or if you're on the front line, and no matter if your role is delivering an experience to customers or delivering an experience to other employees. So these are what I feel are the 6 behaviors that go into delivering a simple experience, no matter your role and no matter the recipient.
And the acronym is SIMPLE, S-I-M-P-L-E. Can you walk us through real quick what each of those behaviors are?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, just a quick lesson around communications. And this is something that I always, you know, taught, whether it was at FedEx or whether it's with other corporate consulting clients. If you're trying to get people to understand and to learn, you know, a series of points, you either make it 3 or you use an acronym. And so I went further than using 3 behaviors, and I thought, okay, I think there's more than just 3 behaviors. Therefore, I'm going to use an acronym. And hey, you know what? I think I can make it fit the acronym SIMPLE. So to help people understand and learn the 6 behaviors that go into delivering simple experiences, the 6 behaviors follow the acronym SIMPLE, S-I-M-P-L-E. So the first behavior is SIMPLE never stops. Next behavior is innovate to stay ahead. Next behavior is minimize barriers. The next one is prune it back. The next behavior is lose the jargon. And then coming up at the end is empathize with your customers. And I think you wanted to dive into maybe a couple of those.
Yeah, well, and again, you can't argue with any of it. And I like how it's just sort of in your face with it. But the simple never stops. I think we a bit started with that, which was there's a element of effort and discipline and continuous diligence. And in my view on this, it also has to do, well, we mentioned the word love during the Southwest Airlines talk, but the more an organization or a company or a brand adds new things to itself, new wow. products, new features, new channels. And it's very easy to do because everyone has an idea and an opinion, and it just grows and grows and grows.
Right.
But there's a diligence that I think needs to be there, that almost like a laser-like focus on this is why we exist and this is who we're serving, and then yeah. say no, you know. And it's actually a loving act to say, hell no, that's right. a great idea, and no. So can you dive in the rabbit hole of simple never stops a little bit, and how can people bring that into their culture? Like what does that look like and smell like?
Well, so at the high level, it's really understanding that what was considered simple, you know, 2-3 years ago isn't considered simple today. And what we consider simple today is likely not going to be considered simple 2 or 3 years down the line. So instead of doing the work to say, okay, what can we do to simplify this experience? Oh, here are the steps we're taking. Here's how we're designing it. Oh, you know what? We've simplified it. Great job, everybody. Well done. And then leaving it at that. No, you've got to be able to constantly look at it and say, okay, what can we do to make this simpler? You know, we've made it simpler than it was, but can we do even better? And, you know, this is so funny to me today. Someone posted online on LinkedIn earlier this morning, one of those old infomercials that used to come on in the States in the early 90s, where they would show people getting so like overly animated, frustrated at something that was happening in their house. Like, oh, like they would open up their cabinets and all the lids would fall out, or they'd be trying to hold their phone with their ear on their shoulder while they're mixing up some cake dough and the phone falls in the bowl. Like, oh, why'd that happen? And so at that time, and I think this was like 93, the early 90s, someone was, you know, hawking this new product that was like this big, massive device that you put on your phone handset, and then allows you to attach it to your head, where it was a hands-free device, and you were able to attach your phone to your head and still stir your cake batter without it falling in. Well, 30 years ago, yeah, that did kind of simplify that experience, but we would laugh at that today. But we think about how we moved on from that into, you know, using a hands-free, you know, function on our mobile phones, to having, you know, wireless earbuds that plugged into our phone, to now having wireless AirPods today. So it's looking at the fact that, yeah, you may create something that is simple, but you've got to be simplifying it further and further. What can we be doing to make things simple? And I do want to touch on something else that you talked about earlier about, like, as companies, we tend to add on, and that's great. You know, we're adding new products, adding new services, sometimes we need to add new processes, and it's okay to add on to what we already have. At the same time, we need to be looking at, as long as we're adding stuff on, what do we need to be cutting out? What do we need to stop doing? And I think very few companies take that effort where they say, you know, on a regular basis, can we review all the things that we're offering to our customers? Can we review all the processes that we have, and all the procedures, and all the meetings, and all the reports that we have? And how many of those are actually really required? And how many of those can we actually cut out? As we're adding things, what can we cut out?
Yeah, there's some other, and this is so rarely done, sadly, but there's some sayings there that, like, every yes must have a definite no. You know, like that type of thing. So, you know, in some organizations, like OKRs and things, they have must win battles. And I always try to add, well, what are the must stop nows then? Like, well, you know, in order to keep going, well, you know, you can't just keep piling on, you know, like, what can you actually, you know, prune back? I guess that might connect, it must connect to the E, empathize with customers. Because in order to know what wisdom is in cutting back, that needs to start with, I guess, yourself and your brand and why you exist, but also solving that need or that job to be done for the customer. As long as we're going down this, you know, floating down the path of simple, sure. Empathize with customers. What does that feel and look like in an organization?
Yeah. So we, thankfully, empathy is a much more well-known term today than it was, say, you know, 3, even 5 years ago. But really, when we think about empathizing with our customer or empathizing, and when I say customer, I mean whoever it is that you are delivering an experience to. So if you're a frontline employee, then the customer is your customer. If you're, you know, inside the organization, then your teammates are your customer. Your leadership is your customer. The people that report to you are your customers. The other teams that you're delivering experiences to, those are your customers too. So it's all about understanding what are they trying to solve? What are their goals? And then beyond that, what are their external challenges and their internal struggles? And then with whatever it is that you're delivering to them, how can you solve for the goal that they're trying to meet? And then how can you help them overcome those external challenges and internal struggles? And do that in a way when they receive whatever it is you're delivering to them, that they actually feel in their head, wow, they really get me. Wow, they really understand me. A lot of times it comes down to actually talking with them, you know, like asking them questions, whether it's surveys or focus groups or whatever else, you know, just asking them, you know, what they're trying to do, asking them about their challenges and their struggles, and then listening to them. And a lot of companies do a pretty good job of that, but I think too many companies stop there and don't do the other necessary step, and that's observing. Simply observing your customer and watching them. Well, you know, they said this one thing, but as they're going through this experience, I can see them doing something else. And so based on my observation of them, I think there's another way for me to solve their challenge.
Yeah. It's almost like investigative journalism. I was laughing because the one way to get this completely wrong is design a simplified experience for a customer in a boardroom or a meeting room. That you're not talking, and fortunately I see that quite a bit as well. That trying to just remind people you are not your customer, you don't know, you can have an idea, but please go talk, go check, go validate, go observe, go feel it, go sweat with them, go struggle with them, and see from their perspective probably how badly you're failing on some points, and then that should be your inspiration to clean it up. So. Matt, I'm on your podcast, and that's the Simple Brand podcast. You have a lovely end question that I'm not going to give away for people. They're going to have to go to your podcast and go check it out. And I don't have a signature end question, but as we've been talking, I cannot resist your bookshelf. So I'm curious, if you can turn around and just grab one of those books, maybe your favorite book you would love to recommend. Wow. Maybe there's one from Stan Phelps there. I don't know, because Stan, of course, is our mutual friend that introduced us. I don't know. I've got a whole stack of his books laying around, all of his goldfish books. And gotcha. Is there anything on there around simplicity in branding and customer experience that you would love to shout out?
You know, and I do have to say that this is only one of my bookshelves. I have another bookshelf upstairs, which is sometimes I refer to it as my private reserve. Like those are my special books, and that's where Stan Phelps books are. And that's where a lot of my customer experience books are too. But I will pull out something. Oh yeah, here we are. Yeah. Marty Neumeier. I've actually got 3 books from him. You know, Zag, The Brand Flip, and The Brand Gap. And these are books that I got into, thankfully, fairly early on in my branding career to really understand the customer mindset and to understand like how customers view brands. And that's where I found, and I think this is actually Marty's quote, is your brand is not what you say it is. It's what they say it is. It's what your customer says it is. And your customer says that this is what your brand is based on all those experiences that they get. And based on all those experiences, they formulate in their mind that this is what your brand is.
I love it. And speaking of books,
yeah,
people can get the Simple Playbook. Right. But I also understand that that's going to come out in book form in 2024. So I imagine if people go down, like download the Simple Playbook ebook online, they can probably leave an email address and get signed up. So when the Simple Book comes out, they can be first in line to enjoy that. And I'm sure I will be as well. So if people would like to get in touch with Matt, he's obviously a speaker, and as you can tell, he's an energetic and very professional speaker, does some consulting work, and has got his podcast. And you can find all that at mattlyles.com, mattlyles.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining. We gave each other the intention to have some fun with it, and we got into Southwest, we got into love, we got into simplicity, and we touched a lot of stuff. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom.
Oh, Chris, thank you. This was a blast. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. Download the Simplicity Toolkit from ebullience.com to discover the power of the Simplicity Scan and Sprint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite player.